The best story was about when she turned 15 and her parents threw her a big quinceañera party. She wore a long white dress like a bride's and a tiara of sugar flowers made especially for her by the plantation pastry cook. When the party was over, Mommy really wanted to save that crown, but her little brother Edilberto found that sweet crown and sucked off the sugar rosettes. All that was left was the wire frame. "You laugh now," Mommy laughed, but I cried as if he'd eaten up my heart. "Speaking of queens," Mommy said, "I don't know if you remember how 6 years ago El Jefe's daughter was crowned Queen Angelita I. You were just a little girl, but when you saw her in the papers wearing that ridiculous silk gown that cost $80,000, you said, 'Mommy, is that our queen?' And I didn't know what to say because the help was all around, and so I said, 'We don't actually have a royal family here, but Angelita was made into a queen by her father.' And for a while afterward, when we asked you what you wanted for your birthday or for Christmas, or Vieja Belén, or Los Tres Reyes Magos, you'd say you wanted your father to make you a queen. And so for your next birthday, you remember? Your father made you a marshmallow crown. You wore that thing all day long in the sun. You wouldn't take it off, and those soft marshmallows began to melt on your hair. We had a time washing them out." The thought of Papi made us both fall silent. I lay in the dark, remembering Papi and Tio Tony walking on the beach with me, and the sand and the wind, and Tio Tony joking, "Let's throw her in," and Papi holding on tight and laughing. I reached out for Mommy's hand just as she was reaching out for mine.